the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this part of the divine Kumail supplication. وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي. O Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. We explained earlier in the previous episodes that how these high hopes act somehow as barriers for the human beings from reaching true salvation and true meaning of servitude. How the infallible imams have said that unreal hopes are like mirage, because you are deceived and you wouldn't reach it. You would get hopeless after you thought you've reached it. Of course, we do not claim that human beings should not have hopes, because positive hopes like salvation in this world and hereafter, like serving Almighty Allah and serving His servants, and leaving useful works actually generation after us, are really excellent hopes, because they help us reach salvation. These high hopes are only seen as barriers when they are limited to the material issues and when they somehow surpass and exceed the required amount. That is the time when they remove our security. That is the time when they remove our calmness, and as a consequence, they bring about stinginess, they bring about greed. And as a result, they make us forget Almighty Allah and hereafter, and ultimately depriving us of worshipping and obeying the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God stays with us too. not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Throughout our traditions, the infallibles have warned us about how these high hopes might stop us from reaching the station of nearness to the Almighty Allah. In order to become free of this deadly captivity, somehow it might be useful to contemplate on the previous generation's lives. The Holy Quran, in different occasions, has recommended us to think about what happened to the previous generations. Somehow it might be good for us to get free of this deadly captivity if we attend some religious gatherings, if we ponder about the Holy Quran and the signs of the household, and we somehow read historical books. If we visit the cemetery once in a while, we wouldn't be neglectful of what awaits us in hereafter. We wouldn't be neglectful of what we have sent as provision into the next world. Before we finish our discussion on this part of the Kumail supplication, let us have a look at a strange account. The great Iranian poet Attar Nishaburi narrates that one Hasan Basri was going somewhere when he reached the river of Dajla and waited there. Suddenly, one of the pious people of that time came and said, "My teacher, why are you standing here?" Hassan answered, "I'm waiting for a ship." The man said, "You have taught me not to be jealous of other people and not to have high hopes, so that my desire for this world become little, so I can then walk on the water and cross it." Then this man walked on the water and crossed it. Seeing this, Hassan fainted. When he was conscious, he was asked as to why he fainted, and he answered, "He has learned this knowledge from me, but now he reproaches me by walking on the water. If on the last day, if in hereafter, I am ordered to pass the Sirat bridge, and I am incapable of it, what will I do?" Then he asked the man, "How could you reach such a position?" And he replied, "Oh Hassan, I whiten my heart and you blacken the papers." So Hassan said, "My knowledge benefits others, but not myself." So a true wayfarer has to take this fact into consideration, that these high hopes have a kind of negative and positive aspect. They are useful until they make us continue this life in order to reach salvation. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We'll move on to the next part of the Kumail supplication in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be the most close to you.